All right, here with four-time Indy winner Rick Mears. Rick, you didn't make a habit of not hitting too many walls in your career, but you hit a couple. What's going through Elio's mind right now after he just hit the wall? He has to turn around about an hour later now and try to qualify.
Usually, you know, as long as the driver knows what happened and what caused it, it's not a problem. It wasn't for me anyway. If I knew what happened and I knew why it happened, then it wasn't a problem, because if it was a mistake I made, okay, I'm not going to do that again. Or if something broke on the car, we know what broke, we fix it. You know, so we know that's not going to happen again. So normally in a situation like this, it's just a matter of getting back out there and you get focused on running your lap and go.
Is it feasible or is it probable that he'll be ready to go flat out that first time through after not having any more practice after the accident?
I'm sure he will. I mean, it's, you know, you're up to speed lap, you get to get a good feel of the car. So the car will tell you pretty quick if it's where it needs to be or not. So within a warm up lap or two, you know, his very first time lap may not be quite where he would like it to be. But once he gets a feel for the car, if it's there, I'm sure he'll, you know, the rest of them will be just fine.
Now, I just saw you over there talking to him, using the universal racer hand signals. Is there anything you can tell him still, or is he pretty much
enough?
He knows where he's going now.
No, that was more along on something else, along the lines of running around the paint and that kind of thing. Our conversation was more about the rules than it was about the driving. He knows how to drive.
Yeah, and Elio's been known to put a wheel below the line.
It says we're just a little reminder there.
Absolutely. Rick Mears, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. With Brian Barnhart, president of competition for the Indy Race League. Brian, obviously the big news this weekend is the championship. Is there anything from the league standpoint that you need to do, kind of walk a fine line between treating this as just another race and making sure that the three championship leaders have a chance to go at it without too much outside interference?
Well, we talk a lot about that in the drivers' meeting, and we stress to them that there's the race within a race and the importance of letting the three drivers that have positioned themselves to be champions race for it cleanly, yet at the same time, those drivers need to understand the other drivers still have goals as well, whether it's individual race wins for them or moving, you know, positions within the top 10 in points. So it's kind of a delicate balance with that race within a race, and we just hope there's a lot of respect shown both ways.
Brian, we've seen a lot of suspension failures, it seemed, this year. Any concern on the league's part with the number of failures? We've seen a couple from Penske lately. Andretti Green have had a couple big ones this year. Any concern from the league standpoint on that issue?
Well, we're certainly taking a look at it. Anytime you have an accident like that and it looks like it's a mechanical failure, we want to see what caused it and where it came from on there. There hasn't been any significant changes from a design standpoint, so we don't have any real answer to it. You know, it is an open part that the teams can make themselves, so you know, you just got to look into them and see what it is. But I don't think there's any inherent design flaws.
All right, great. Brian Barnhart, thanks a lot.
Thank you. My
Appreciate
pleasure.
It.